Well, good evening. This is Carlotta Walsman. I'd like to welcome you to Crosswalk Talk, a production of Crosswalk Life. And we want to share with you what God is doing today with healing. I'm an ordained minister of counseling and minister to ministers and seminar leader and author of two major websites on the web. That's nowfaith.tv and crosswalklife.com. And I would like to introduce Prophet Kurt Daigle from St. Charles, Louisiana, Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Apostle Diane Nutt from Rockwell, Texas, the senior pastor of a church. I'm already hearing an echo, so if anybody's got their computer playing, please mute that so that we only hear us. Thank you, Lord. Well, tonight we're going to be sharing what we believe about healing. This is a controversial subject in the body of Christ, but a very, very important subject and a major, major part of Jesus' ministry. He commissioned the disciples, you know, to go forth and to heal. And for 3 years, it looked like in the Bible that he took them from street to street and they did healing and deliverance often together. And what we don't see in the Bible is something I'd like to point out, and then let Prophet Kurt and Apostle Diane share some other main things that they have gleaned, because I know many of you that are listening tonight have probably studied this subject or you've looked at the John G. Lake teachings on my crosswalklife.com website. Again, if you put in the search box John G. Lake on crosswalklife.com, you can bring up about 50 of his points about healing, which you may want to bookmark and keep. Some interesting points that he made is that I don't see any times that Jesus required people to repent of something before they were healed. Now, of course, he preached repentance a whole lot, so that may be splitting hairs. And he definitely never told anyone that they didn't have enough faith. In fact, he said, as a grain of mustard seed was plenty. They commanded healing rather than begged God to heal anyone. And I want to hasten to say that unconfessed sin can certainly cause you to get sick, but I don't think that we should believe that it necessarily blocks our healing. Now, that's a dangerous thing to say, and I'm the first one to say that I'm constantly leading people to repent of things and wondering if it is blocking their relationship with God. So again, we might be splitting hairs, but I don't see a place in the Bible where Jesus said, I can't heal you because you have too much sin in your life. So that's an interesting thought. Where am I going with that? Well, I saw him, you know, instances in the Bible where he healed 4,000 or 5,000 people at once, and there's no record of them having, you know, to one by one repent of something. So I don't want to sound like a heretic here, but I don't know of a conversation that he had with anyone, and I may be wrong, so I'm going to leave room for Prophet Kurt and Apostle Diane to correct me. What I'm trying to overemphasize is that I believe that we can believe for healing no matter what stage we're in, whether we're saved yet or not. And I don't believe that anybody is perfect but Jesus. What does that mean? They might have some unconfessed sin in their life. On the other hand, I wouldn't try to get healed and saying I ain't going to confess my sin. So maybe I'm talking in circles. But I believe the main requirement to be healed is to want to be healed and to want to be healed in the name of Jesus. We can, as believers, born-again believers, I believe that we can even initiate praying for divine healing for someone without a special unction. Now, some of you may not agree with that, but I believe we can teach without a special unction. We can preach. And I've gotten so used to praying for people to be healed emotionally that I just say it's part of the children's bread and don't wait for a special unction. I just know Jesus died to provide it. So some of you may differ with that, but I believe that our healing anointing actually may even increase as we exercise it and we minister our gifts according to the proportion of our faith, the Bible says. And I believe the more we pray for people to be healed, the more we assure that Jesus just wants to heal everyone. But does he always heal everyone in a service? No. And that leads us to some of the bigger questions that we just don't have answers for. But now that I've stirred all that up, I'll turn it over to Prophet Kurt. And what would you say, Prophet Kurt?
Well, from experience in ministry, I found out that God really doesn't make any demands upon people when it comes to ministry. You know, Jesus made a statement. He said, I've not come to call the righteous to repentance, but I've come to call those who are sick and those who are erring. And so I believe that God wants to manifest his love to everyone, and that love is meeting whatever need they have at that time. And a lot of times we speak out of our own perception of what we've been taught, and a lot of times we don't line it up with the Word. You know, there's one scripture here, Matthew 8, I have to read it. And it says, when Jesus came down from the mountain, great throngs followed him, and behold, a leper came up to him and prostrating himself, worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you're able to cleanse me by curing me. And this is what Jesus said, and this goes for everyone listening. And he reached out his hand, and he touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed by being cured. Mm-hmm. And instantly his leprosy was cured and cleansed. So that tells me right there, it takes faith to please God. God loves faith. And even if you have the smallest grain of faith, that's all it takes, because God desires to heal, to save, to deliver, and to restore greater than what we could ever think or imagine. And so I've seen the miracles take place. I've seen cancer, brain tumors, deaf ears unstopped, and God never made any requirements to them, because he's a God of love.
Amen. Yeah. Well, go on. You're doing a good job of laying a foundation for what we can believe, especially for people that are new to this subject. Why don't you share just a little bit more, Prophet Kurt?
Well, you know, if you go back to Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, if you go back previous before that verse, it talks about Peter's mother-in-law was lying sick with a fever. And he touched her, and she began waiting on him. And verse 17 says, and thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, he himself took our weaknesses and infirmities, and he bore away our diseases. You see, sickness and disease and poverty and lack, depression, every ill that society is facing, Jesus took care of it at the cross. There's nothing that was left out, for all these things come out of the death that man has succumbed to. Because we've all had a sin nature, and when we come to Christ, that thing's dealt a blow.
Amen.
And so, therefore, healing is part of the covenant. And if you remember the story, Colada, Jesus said, ought not this woman be loosed, daughter of Abraham? So if you're in covenant with God, healing belongs to you, for it's the children's bread. It belongs to you. You know, a lot of people think that they have to go through great times of prayer and fasting, and I believe we should do those things. But there's one scripture in Mark 11, let's start at verse 24. For this reason I'm telling you, whatsoever you shall ask for in prayer, believing, trust and be confident, has been granted to you, and you will get it. And when you stand praying, listen to this closely, when you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop, let it go, in order that the Father who is in heaven may also forgive your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. You see, God's done spoken. Now he's waiting for us to speak his word and to stand on his word.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's true. But we dictate actually what we have by our belief systems, because belief system is the most powerful thing that we have. And our belief just simply trusting in what God said. And God says, look, forgive. Let it go. It doesn't matter what they've done. Let it go. Because, see, when you walk in bitterness and unforgiveness, you set up a wall, a block between you and the Father, and there can't be that intimate relationship. And therefore, your prayers become hindered. And unforgiveness is something you don't want in your life because it only hurts you. So basically, that's the only prerequisite that there is to forgive and let it go. Nothing else. And I'm going to say this while I'm talking. I don't believe that you have to sow a seed every time you need something. If you need healing, there comes a time God may ask you to sow a seed. But there have been plenty of times I just asked God with simple childlike faith, Father, I need to be healed. I need this. I need money, whatever. Whatever the case, it's that simple relationship. It's not about rules. Not about regulations.
Okay.
It's not about anything except just that relationship with the Father.
Amen. You are doing good. So, how do people get healed?
Well, first off, you have to know there's God's will. And I've just given you some scriptures that prove that healing belongs to us. And then you simply just take it by faith. You say, well, how do I take it by faith? You call it your own. You stand and say, Father, this is what you said in your word. I choose to believe you. But see, where a lot of people are missing it, Carlotta and Apostle Nutt, I'm sure you would agree, is people get over into emotion and feelings. And those are some of the things that can hinder you from receiving, because it's not about feeling. You can be sick, pain racked in your body. But you can stand there and stand on the basis of the word. And I'm telling you, the manifestation will come. It may come immediately. It may come 5 minutes. It may come 5 days. But the greatest problem was when people, they meditate upon the problem. They meditate upon whatever they're going through. And they become so emotionally tied to it that it hinders the flow of God. Because I believe the grace is always flowing. God's grace is constantly flowing to us. And it would be just as if I told you, Apostle Diane, I just deposited $5 million in your checking account. Well, what would you do? Well, you'd call the bank. You'd act on it. You'd call the bank to make sure it was there. And you say, oh, I'm going to start writing checks. It's time to go to the mall. Well, if I tell you that I've done something for you and you don't act on it and you don't receive it,
come on.
It's of no value.
That's right.
God is who he says he is. He will do what he said he will do.
Mm-hmm.
And in the heart and the mind of God, he's already done it. All we have to do is come say, Father, this is what your word says. I don't care what it looks like. I refuse to give up. I know this is what you want me to have. And I thank you for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the battle is in the mind. That's where Satan fights. Every one of us is he tries to hinder our thinking. Because as we think, so are we. And if we meditate upon the word, we get into praise and worship, the manifestation of that thing will come. But it takes faith and patience. You say, what do you mean by patience? That constancy, that staying in the realm of faith and knowing that God desires to do greater than you could ever ask or think of him.
You won't believe the comment in the chat room, Prophet Kurt.
Really?
And we don't have to send any money in to get a healing.
No.
I'm tempting you, so don't go there. I just thought I'd let you know.
There are times that God will put a, I don't like to say demand, but he'll make a request of you. You can either obey him or not obey him.
Mm-hmm.
But when God speaks, it's going to line up with his word. And God will take the seeds we sow And because there is a law of sowing and reaping. But to say that you have to do this every time you need something for God, God doesn't work like that. God is free in his expression. He's not hindered by rules and regulations of man. And every person is different. So God deals with every man and every woman according to that person's genetic spiritual makeup. Am I making any sense to you?
Oh, sure.
God.
And we don't. And when we do plant a seed, it's not to buy the healing.
No.
Sometimes you get that impression, you've got to give this to this ministry to get a healing. And what we want to clarify is that it's kind of like praising God ahead of time.
That's it.
It's an offering. You're praising him ahead of time for what he's promised to do.
Yep, that's right.
Hallelujah. So how do you keep your healing?
I'm going to tell you out of my experience. I'll use bone spurs I had on my elbows. I stayed in such critical pain, and I was healed of it. But several months later, they tried to come back. And I just stood on the fact that I'm the healed. I'm the restored. I'm the redeemed of the Lord.
Okay.
I've been redeemed from sickness and disease. And you know what? I took my mind off of it. I quit meditating on the pain. And you know what? It left just as quick as it came.
Hmm. Okay. We have to keep confessing in agreement with God and aligning ourselves with him. You can't speak lies and expect answers to prayer and fulfillment of promises if you're speaking lies.
Well, you know, I sit and I listen to people. And I've been the same way. I've got loved ones that are doing the same thing. They'll say, well, praise God, I'm healed. And out of the other side of their mouth, well, you know what? I sure hope I am. No, you are. Either you are or you aren't. And we have to line our words, our belief systems up with God's will and what God's already spoken to us. And it really is not hard, but then again, it takes practice. This is not something you get overnight. It took me years to get where I'm at. But and am I perfect? No. Can I still receive from God even though I'm not perfect? Yes. Because you have to know and understand God's will for your life. And it's the same way with healing. It's the same way with marriage. It's the same way with finances. You know, we know what God's will is, and we have to stand on it. No matter what we see with the natural eye, no matter what we're hearing going on around us, because you can put five Christians in a room, and you'll ask them about any one of these subjects, and they're all going to give you a different take because they're looking out of their perception. Well, perception, I guess, is okay, but when it comes down to it, the golden nugget is God's word. What did God say?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen?
And having confidence in him.
Yeah. And, you know, the average person, and Apostle Diane, I'm sure you know this as well, a lot of people have never come to know the true, pure love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you come to know that love, your perspective and your understanding about God forever changes.
Mm-hmm.
And God is not angry with us. He loves us. And that's the basis of what he does, the reason he does it, because he loves his people, his creation.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent.
Awesome.
Did you have anything else?
It's very, very easy. Let's see how I can word this where they can understand it. It's very, very easy to receive once you come to know the love and the passion of God. It will forever change. It'll change your faith. It'll change the way you see things. The love of God has been poured out. And I sense you. I sense the Spirit of the Lord now, and He's wanted to do some healings tonight. He's wanted to restore and to bless His people. And Jesus never turned anyone down. The only people He got upset with were the religious people. But the common person, He showed such love and compassion. And as you listen to us talk now, even so, the love and the compassion of God is flowing from the Holy Ghost within me over these phone lines. And He said, my dearly beloved, come unto me, and I will heal you, and I'll restore you, and I will bless you, and I will give you the desires of my heart, said the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And we have another response here that says, what about bitter roots blocking healing? And what I would say is, if the Holy Spirit is convicting you of it, get rid of it. Whether it blocks your healing or not, get rid of it. And I will say that even though I don't see instances in the Bible where Jesus said, oh, you've got too much bitterness in your life, you can't be healed. On the other hand, almost all of the instant creative miracles that I have seen where that person got up out of the wheelchair or, you know, couldn't walk and suddenly did, those big ones, God did tell me, gave me a word of knowledge saying, ask them to forgive someone or to, you know, confess that bitterness or unforgiveness, something along that line. So, yes, sometimes the Holy Spirit pinpoints it and says, do this. And believe me, it's worth it. So don't quibble over it. Do you want to be healed or not? And Apostle Diane, what would you share about healing tonight?
Well, I'm going to tag off of a couple of things. Y'all, we're just in the flow here because we're, you know, we're connecting. The Spirit of God is bringing forth something that is so precious because He wants everyone tonight that is listening or whenever they listen to this program to receive His love and to receive His healing. And, you know, Prophet Kurt, when you said a while ago about, you know, God's love, it changes your whole perspective. And what came to me is when we encounter God's love, it opens up this window for us to be able to receive Abba, Father.
Amen. That's right.
Because, you know, His love is so, it's just so overwhelming. And all of a sudden, it's like, you know, we don't just, our perspective changes. Is He's not just this mighty, sovereign God that He is, that is so powerful, but He's Abba Father that's caring and gentle and loving. And He wants the very best for every one of us.
Amen.
And so it when we encounter His love, that's why the Bible says, the Holy Bible says to know no man after the flesh, but only after the Spirit. And so when we stay in the Spirit in God's love, we're able to look beyond that person in what we see on the outward, and we're able to love that person with Father God's love. And so then that Father's love in us, just when we hug someone, it releases His love, and that's healing to people.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all they need because of that contact there. And then Prophet Carlotta, when you mentioned about the bitterness, and Prophet Kurt started off with the forgiveness in the beginning in Mark chapter 11, and then you commented about the bitterness. Well, when we don't forgive, then we open the door up for anger to come. And when you have anger, and especially if you suppress it, pretty soon that anger is going to become bitterness. It's going to cause a root of bitterness to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say this, you know, from my personal experience, is I had to forgive myself. I had forgiven a lot of people, but I had to forgive myself for where I had fallen short of God's glory and really see God as Abba Father, and when I did that, the arthritis just left my body.
Okay.
The Bible says in Proverbs that bitterness, it rots the bones, and the bones, in our bones, is the marrow, and the marrow is where the blood flows, and where the blood flows, and I don't want to get all into health and everything, but that marrow, that's because the blood flows in the corpuscles, the white and the red corpuscles. What happens a lot of times is when we carry that bitterness, because we have that unforgiveness and that suppressed anger, our corpuscles begin to attack. And so that breaks down the autoimmune system, because a lot of our autoimmune system is in our marrow. And so I can say from, you know, I dealt with the rheumatoid arthritis for 22 years, which there's no cure for. It's a crippling rheumatoid arthritis. But I can tell you, when I forgave and kept forgiving and got out of that self-rejection and accepted that Father God loves me just the way I am, He
okay.
created me, then I was able to forgive myself, and then I was able to not take the blame even for things that I had taken the blame for out of a place of false humility. And so I know that kind of gets over into another area, but what it comes down to is we must forgive,
yeah.
and before we pray and ask for that forgiveness. And one scripture in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among people." So we know from that God, our Father, wants us to walk in that healing. And healing, Prophet Kurt and Prophet Carlotta, the healing is part of our inheritance. It's part of salvation. And so this is what I want the listeners to really try to receive this deep into your spirit and your heart. And this is to know that if you've already received salvation, and you've already asked Jesus to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior and Master of your life, you by faith receive that salvation, then that is the greatest miracle of all. But in that salvation is His healing. And so you receive that healing with faith. Many times we read where Jesus said, "Daughter, go, thy faith has made thee whole."
Mm-hmm.
And Prophet Carlotta, you talked about having the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, and you know, and not doubting. And so, sometimes, it, you know, I had to persevere, even though my body felt that pain with that RA and, you know, the osteoarthritis. I mean, it was a hard thing because, you know, it was two realities. The reality of what was going on in the natural, because my body felt the symptoms, but the reality of the supernatural realm, which is what we are a part of, says that I am healed. Because I was healed when Jesus paid that gruesome price that He paid on Calvary for my healing. And so when we feel the things we feel in our physical bodies and the sicknesses and the disease and the infirmities, when we're going through that, it is a reality, but it's not the truth.
Okay.
And so we have to stand in that faith. God only honors faith.
Amen.
He cares about us. Holy Spirit, our comforter, comes, and He comforts us when we are in, you know, have the tears, and when we're in that place of emotions, He does come and comfort us. But God only, again, honors his word, which is faith.
And speaking of his word, we can't put this in a box. We're illustrating many different ways that God may deal with you. You know, he may say you do have to forgive, or you do have to repent of this. Someone else, he may seemingly heal them and they're in the worst state of sin you ever saw. But one more thing that I want to echo off of what Apostle Diane just said. In my case, I had already tried many things, and he had me list about 50 pages of scripture on different strongholds. And as I prayed those over and over for 3 months, I was healed of 24 diagnoses. But again, it's not a law. It's not a method. I'm not saying you have to do that. If God wants you to do that, I'll be glad to tell you how to find the Tearing Down Strongholds course on my site. But I think the key to the whole thing is listen to the Holy Spirit and agree with it. If he says you can be healed right now, agree with it. If he says you've got to forgive your aunt first, do it.
That's right. And I had one last scripture in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 says, "And Jesus summoned to him his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure all kinds of disease and all kinds of weakness and infirmity." Mm-hmm. And so in John, the Holy Bible tells us that if we will continue in the Word of God, then we are showing people that we are his disciples. But he said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples, and the truth that you know will keep you free. And so we have that power, the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in us. Hallelujah. And so if we will take that in the scripture that I just read, God has given us the authority and power to overcome these diseases and this sickness and the spirits of infirmities, and that is a threefold cord of the enemy. Just as a threefold cord, as Prophet Kurt and Prophet Carlotta and I come into agreement tonight to pray for those of you who call in and to speak the word of the Lord, there's power in that unity. But the enemy has come against the saints of God who have, with that sickness and the diseases and the spirit of infirmities. But tonight, the anointing is already going forth, and as your hearts are open and your spirit is open to receive, things are already happening. And so praise God for that anointing that is already going forth, because the body of Christ will arise and will walk in divine health. And we must be, as Prophet Carlotta said, we must be led by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, when I forgave, that was something that I had to do. When I forgave myself, the arthritis, even though I had forgiven others, the arthritis ceased. It left my body.
And so many illnesses are autoimmune type illnesses, which means we have turned against ourselves, then our body turns against itself, and we get sick. How do I know? Because I had them for 20 years. Now, I want to ask anyone that wants to receive ministry tonight to dial 917-388-4683. We already have a number of callers waiting. 917-388-4683. And I'm going to stand back a little bit tonight. You hear from me all the time since 2005. And I may not be able to resist and may throw in a few prophecies here and there and all, a few keys. But we have a strong anointing here with Apostle Diane and Prophet Kurt. And I want you to be able to enjoy that. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit lead them as to which one goes first. And then I'll come in at the rear sometimes to add something and sometimes to take the next caller. But we have quite a few callers waiting.
Carlotta, I want to say one thing before you begin.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if it's healing, if it's marriage, if it's financial, No matter what the problem, a job, no matter what it is, you call, and we are going to minister you tonight.
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
I thought of one more thing, too. As soon as you said one more thing, now I forgot what the one more thing is.
Awesome.
But we want you to state your request, and because we have so many callers tonight, we'd rather you not even... You know how I usually ask for, can you put it in one sentence? We'd like you to just give us the diagnosis, okay? No back-to-birth histories of how it came on you and how long you've had it. Can we do that so that everyone can receive ministry?
Yes.
If it's, like she said, rheumatoid arthritis, just say rheumatoid arthritis because God knows you've got 10 more things. Or you can say rheumatoid arthritis and 10 more things. But let's don't get into stories because then somebody will miss getting prayer tonight. We don't want that.
Amen.
So I'd like to just go ahead and I'm going to ask you to share your first name if you'd like and then what it is that you'd like prayer for. And if you're like me, it's more than one thing, but try to keep it real short. And if you have a testimony, keep it under 1 minute because we just want to get to everybody if we can. Last week, we had 81 callers. So that does, if that gives you an idea, there's no way to do that in the next hour and 15 minutes. So I'd like to call on area code 706. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Carlotta. Hi,
how are you?
Apostle Diane and Prophet.
Hello.
Hi, I'm good. How are you? I don't want to take up your time.
And your name?
Lisa.
And what do you need healing for?
Actually, what I need most is for you guys to help me understand why it is that I'm not hearing the Holy Spirit. Because if I have that, then I know that He will help me with the rest.
Apostle Diane, that one's yours.
Thank you, Prophet Kurt. I will respond to that.
Thank you, Lord,
first
for words
all,
of knowledge.
First of all, Lisa, I want to encourage you to not get under condemnation. There's no condemnation and guilt for those who follow after and walk in the Spirit of God. Sometimes there's a myriad of things. There's myriad of, I should say, different things. And sometimes the simple truth is that we are hearing Him. We just don't realize it. So I'm going to say, I'm just going to pray for you. And I want you to just release yourself from any condemnation or guilt. Because the Holy Bible says, and Jesus said, my sheep, they hear my voice. So, Father God, right now in Jesus' name, we come into agreement for Lisa. On her behalf, Father God, we just commit her body, soul, and spirit to you. And, Father God, we ask you, according to your word, Lord God, to open up the eyes of her understanding, Father God. Illuminate her heart, Lord God, that she might know the hope of her calling in Christ Jesus. Father God, we ask you to direct her and to lead her by your Holy Spirit. Father God, help her to trust in you and to believe that she does hear your direction. And Father God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to just remove the plugs from her ears right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you that from this point on, Father God, by faith, she will receive and she will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit beckoning and wooing and calling her unto you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lisa?
Yes.
This is Prophet Kurd. She just confirmed what I was seeing in the spirit. Do me a favor. You have one hand on your phone. Put the index finger in your ear, okay? Let me know when you got it done.
Okay.
I command the ears to be opened in Jesus' name. Thus says the Lord. The Lord says, at midnight, the Lord says, ye shall surely hear my voice from this day forward. The Lord says, ye shall know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it is I, the Lord, that hath opened your ears and your heart to understanding of my ways. And the Lord says, this time next year, you will not be the same person. For God says, I'm going to show you secret, intimate things that only I can give. And the Lord says, I want you to know, beloved, my beloved daughter, that I love you and that you truly are forgiven. And there's nothing that you can do that can ever separate us. And the Lord says, surely I will watch over you, your house, and everything that you have. The Lord says, I tell you again so you'll know with understanding that great is my love for you. And the Lord says, I make the move tonight, and I have told you, and surely you shall hear my voice from this day forward, said the Spirit of the Lord.
And in Jesus' name, Lisa, we come together in the power of agreement, in Jesus' name, to break the power of a condemning spirit, a spirit of shame, and a spirit of false guilt that would say you must be doing something wrong, because the accuser accuses with general condemnation. The Holy Spirit is kind and convicts specifically so that you know what to do. But we break the power of the cloud of false guilt and shame and condemnation over your head. We command it to be gone now and forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, dear lady.
Praise God. Bless you, Lisa.
Thank you. Bless y'all, too.
All right.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm good. I'm going to just sit here and cry a while.
I release the glory of the Lord
good,
in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
God
Lord.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bingo. Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
Yes.
Area code 717. Join us under the fountain here. Area code 717.
Yeah, this is Nancy.
Nancy, welcome to the program. What we're doing is we're just sharing a diagnosis, whether it's physical, emotional, or mental, or whatever. We've got so many callers, we're not going into stories. But what would you like to be healed of tonight?
Diagnosis, I had osteoarthritis in my right shoulder, but it's like a frozen shoulder. So
okay.
I'm in physical therapy for that, so I really need healed from that because it's quite painful. I can't have, have full mobility.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Okay, who's up first?
I'm going to let Apostle Diane go.
Okay. Yes, we'll get this right now, Nancy. Are you ready?
Yes.
Nancy? Okay, and just go ahead and lay your hand on that shoulder.
Okay.
And we're just going to be in agreement. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and declare your healing anointing to just fall upon your daughter right now. Father God, I thank you. Yes, Lord God, right now, in Jesus' name, Father God, your power is moving into that frozen shoulder. And Father God, I thank you that the balm of Gilead is just massaging that area where the pain has been. Father God, I thank you right now that osteoarthritis is cursed in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I put the axe to the root right now in the name of Jesus, and I pull it up right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that Nancy's shoulder is healed right now and that osteoarthritis is homeless in her body right now in the name of Jesus and can never return according to your word, Lord God, because she is healed in the name of Jesus. Now, Nancy, begin to move that shoulder. Begin to move your arm. Begin to move it and tell me what's happening.
I can move it, but not like...
Okay, just keep
it's
on.
It's not like going up the whole way.
That's okay, but you are healed.
Sure.
Do you believe you are healed? Did you feel the power of God moving in your arm, in that shoulder?
Honestly, no.
That's okay, because you know what? Sometimes the feeling doesn't come right away, but I'm telling you, if you believe by faith, you will just feel the looseness, and you will begin to see as you move more and more that shoulder that the healing power of God has come upon that shoulder, and you walk out your healing because I'm telling you, there's power now because there's three of us that are agreeing and in agreement for your healing.
Okay, Prophet Kirk.
I command the osteoarthritis, I command every bit of this arthritis to leave her body now. By the authority in Jesus' name of which I stand, I curse you and I command you to let her go. And I release the fire of God from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, that healing fire, that anointing of the Holy Ghost. There it is right there. Released. Released.
Jesus' name.
I'm going to ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having trouble with anybody as far as strife or unforgiveness or anything?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what the Lord told
okay.
me.
Okay.
Let's pray.
Yeah,
let's pray. Let's pray real quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Say, Father.
Father.
I release them.
I release them.
And I ask for forgiveness.
And I ask for forgiveness.
For them and me.
For what?
For them and me.
For them and me.
And Lord.
And Lord.
I choose to let it go.
I choose to let it go.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I receive.
I receive.
Total forgiveness.
Total forgiveness.
In Jesus' name. Lift up your arm,
in
man.
In Jesus' name.
Lift up your arm. Holy Ghost, fire. Fire, burn it out. Burn it out. It's over. It's over.
Yes.
It's over. Hear what the Lord says. Thus said the Lord. The Lord says, my beloved child, indeed you are forgiven. The Lord says, pray for those who speak evil against you. Pray for the family that lash out with their tongue in gossip and in strife. The Lord says, I tell you of a surety, as you praise me, every bit of this will leave. The Lord says, tonight you notice the difference. But the Lord says, surely you're healing shall be complete and shall be full. For I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee, said the Lord of hosts.
And the Lord says, Nancy, there's been a setup. The enemy has set you up. He wants you to hold that offense so that your healing won't last.
Yep.
And it's going to be worth it to turn them over to God. Say, God, you handle them. You're better at it than I am. You're the judge of the earth. I'm not. And the Lord says, if you'll just let them go, and say, Lord, heal me. Heal my heart, my attitudes. Make me an expression of your love and forgiveness. It will be worth it. But it's a setup, Nancy, and don't fall for it.
That's it.
Don't fall for it.
And you have to keep forgiving. Sometimes you just have to verbally keep saying, Lord, I forgive so-and-so. Because the Bible says that we must forgive 70 times 7. And that's not 490 times for that person for their lifespan. That's in one day.
Yeah.
You forgive 490 times, and by the time you've gotten about to the 30th time, you're like, Lord, I forgive them. This just doesn't
Thank
matter
God.
Anymore. And so
okay.
every day, Nancy, keep forgiving.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I want you to write us, all of you to write us at CWT@CWLINC.com with your testimony, believing that you'll have one, believing that you're going to hold on to it by confessing God's truth and nothing else. CWT@CWLINC.com. Now, let's see who we have next. Praise the Lord for Nancy's healing. God, you're so good. We just know that healing is the children's bread, that you died to pay the price, and why would you withhold it? After all that, now area code 860, welcome to the program.
Hello, Prophet Carlotta. This is Kristen. I've talked to you before, and
mm-hmm.
I will just be real brief. I've had some problems with heartburn and swallowing and migraines, and my hand is tingling.
Okay. Who's up first?
I'll let our apostle go.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Prophet Kirk.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Well, see, these things, Christian. Now, see, Prophet Kirk didn't even know this about me because we don't really talk that much. But, see, God has healed me from migraines. And, you know, and from heartburn, from indigestion. And when God heals you, you have you just have that faith to believe God for the healing.
Amen.
And,
thank you, Lord.
So, Father God, we come into agreement right now in the name of Jesus on Christian's behalf. And, Father God, I thank you right now. Your healing power is flowing like a river tonight. Father God, I thank you that your healing power is flowing into Christian's body right now in the name of Jesus. And I take authority right now over heartburn, right now over indigestion in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Christian, I just see like from your throat down on through your esophagus and coming on down into your stomach, I see, Father God, just cleansing that with the blood of Jesus. It's just washing it and cleansing it, even where the walls of your esophagus, hallelujah, the walls of your esophagus where it is just really irritated and very I don't want to say red, but it's been affected by it. And right now the blood of Jesus is just washing and just cleansing that. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that your daughter will be able to eat whatever she enjoys. And Father God, I thank you that the heartburn and the indigestion is bowing. Father God, you're healing her esophagus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, where that acid has come up and it has irritated, I thank you that the blood of Jesus is eradicating her esophagus right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, I speak right now to those migraines in the name of Jesus. I come against the oppression of witchcraft right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're opening up those the veins, they've been so tight and restricted at the base of her neck, Father God. I thank you that they're opening up right now in the name of Jesus. Every blood vessel, every vein is opening up right now in the name of Jesus, and the blood's flowing properly. It's flowing properly right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Father, thank you for healing her body right now in the name of Jesus. And Christian, I want to tell you, the Lord's really working in you and bringing you to a place of having that confidence in him and who he has created you to be. And when I saw that oppression that had come, the enemy would want to detour you and to suppress you and to keep you from believing totally in who God has called you and who God is in you and that calling that he has placed on your life. But you will rise up, and the migraines are stopping in the name of Jesus. There's going to be a clarity of who you are in Christ, and you're going to see a greater liberty and freedom to walk in who he has called you to be. And I see you totally turning and changing around, because you're going to begin to speak some things that people would not expect you to speak, but there's a boldness of the Holy Ghost that's going to begin to rise up in you, and I see the Lion of Judah inside of you that's going to begin to roar inside of you. And there's a paradigm shift that is taking place, because the Lord says that you are rising up and he's placing you into a new plane. The road's been bumpy, and the Lord's smoothing it out, and he's causing a great confidence to arise in you because of who he is in you.
Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Prophet Kirk.
Kristen, I'm going to ask you a question. This person, do you have a problem with worry?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, the Lord told me.
I don't want to have that problem, but anxiety, I would say, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's rooted out of fear, and I'm going to speak to that thing. I rebuke the spirit of fear that's in this woman.
Hallelujah.
I command you to let the woman of God go, and I forbid you to torment her again. And, Father, right now I just release peace. I release the trust of the Holy Ghost. There it is right there. It's falling on you right now. Just let your hand up. Let it fall. It's falling. It's fluttering. And the presence of God is encamping about her.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord, you're going to have an encounter with the Holy Ghost that you've never had before in your life. And all the things that you've gone through will be days gone by. And you will look back and say, surely that couldn't have been. The Lord's going to change your future.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. The Lord says, don't be concerned about tomorrow. For the Lord says, I have everything in the palm of my hands that concerns you. And I will not fail you all the days of your life. For I shall surely fill you with my spirit and my glory. For the Lord says, I love you, and I will take care of you, says the Lord of hosts.
And I hear the Lord saying, and it was just confirmed in the chat room also, that Christian, the Lord wants to take this anxiety and worry and make it into a tremendous, reverse it, you know, and make it into a tremendous anointing.
Amen.
And if you will pay the price, if you will get up earlier and spend that time with him saying, Lord, I expect fresh anointing and new and wonderful ways in your presence every day, there'll be such a turnaround in you. Instead of the tightness in your vessels and the anxiety and the worry, you're going to go forth with a tangible anointing and carry the presence of his glory everywhere you go.
Amen.
Amen. Strong calling on your Christian, there's a strong calling on your life. And so he just wants you to fight the good fight of faith.
I want to thank you for the encouragement. You know, God healed me of fibromyalgia. This tingling thing in my arm, the enemy was pounding me and saying, you know, that sort of reminds me of that.
Okay.
And, that was years ago, and I'm not receiving that.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have a wonderful night, and please write me at CWT@CWLINC.com.
Amen.
Isn't God good?
He is.
I mean, there's just every area of your life. So many times there's a natural that corresponds to what's going on in the spirit, and actually that natural pain can be a wonderful tip to what God wants to do in the spirit.
Yep.
Area code 410, welcome to the program.
Hi, Carlotta. This is Valerie.
Valerie, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I want to get in this line, too. I've got my name at the end of the line. What diagnosis would you like healing of tonight?
Well, I've been experiencing some night sweats from the babesia that came in with the ticks that bit me with Lyme disease. And so I'm wanting a total healing of the organisms and so.
Okay, I want you all to know that we want to pray for everybody that's being diagnosed with Lyme disease because it's becoming an epidemic. And so we want to pray for everybody. And Valerie, we're just going to lay hands on you in the spirit. But it's
uh-huh.
for lots of people. And thank you for mentioning that tonight. Who will command this to go?
I will. I'll take it.
Okay.
Kikaroko soloshma afrini. Mesuya Tony, La Metayan Dono Kimiterste, Kurki Melatayan, Shalom, Shilemariente. I rebuke this spirit of Lyme disease that's attacked this woman's body. I order you by the authority in Jesus Christ's name right now. Loose her, let her go. And upon every person that has been smitten with this disease, I reverse it and I command you to leave now.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name. I curse every symptom. I say they're broken. The blood of Jesus cleansing their bodies right now by the authority in the holy name of Jesus. I take authority over the spirit of death that's operating upon God's people. Let them go. They don't belong to you. They belong to the kingdom of God. They belong to Jesus. Jesus rebuke you. Let them go. I call them healed from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. The Lord says for you to go after you get off the phone, take the water, splash the water in your face at the sink 7 times. seven times. Say, thank you, Jesus, seven times.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord says, surely it shall pass.
Thank you, Lord.
Said the Lord of hosts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woohoo.
Hallelujah. Anything else? Anything else? Are we done with it?
I believe I've done it.
It did kind of feel like it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you know people that have Lyme disease, please ask them to listen to this program. They'll be able to hear it either right now or within 30 minutes after we finish tonight, and they can receive that prayer too. Hallelujah.
Now, Valerie, I got one question for you.
Yes.
Are you totally sold out to Jesus?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Awesome. You don't have to take that. That devil's a liar.
Yeah.
You remind him, say, let me tell you something. I'm a child of God. You're trespassing on God's property.
Amen.
You've got to leave.
Amen.
And here's a phrase anybody can borrow. I love it. The late Rich Pierce down in Florida, he used to say, every germ that touches my body dies on contact.
Amen.
Nah.
I love that.
Exactly.
Good
love
night,
it.
Valerie.
Good
talk
night.
To you soon.
God bless you all. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Go, God. God just loves us far more than we know. He is so much nicer than we think. Area code 901. Welcome to the program. Uh-oh. I scared him off. Area code 901. When I said that, they disappeared. Okay. Maybe they hit one by mistake. That's okay. Be blessed. Area code 330. If I unmute you, it'll help. 330. One more time. Area code 330. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. What's your name, please?
My name is Don Edwards.
Hi, Don.
Oh, I'm finally on. I was waiting here. Okay.
And what diagnosis would you like to be healed of tonight?
Okay, I've been struggling with this area of a jock itch. It's really bad.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Kikaro mosunt melala mahaniramo kontilesi. I command this irritation in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I release you from your assignment upon this man's body. He is a redeemed of the Lord.
Yes.
And I speak healing. I command to clear up right now. Clear up. No more itching. Itching is under the curse of the law, and we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus from every curse. And I call this man totally healed in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on just a minute, Don. Kore kislomustot la 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 le moso konoti itoye la hamene morosunt la la hane mandieko morakuntiria la si la si. I'm not getting anything else. Don? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you love Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Praise God. Are you radically sold out?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. I want you to do me a favor when you wake up in the morning.
Okay.
I want you to call and email us and let us know what's going on in your body. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Hear what the word of the Lord says. Thus says the Lord. The Lord says that I've been with you since the time of conception. And the Lord says, I want you to know tonight that I have a great love for you. And the Lord says, there have been times you've questioned. And even in your dreams, you've had dreams that you've not understood. But the Lord says, I'm going to give you a revelation and the understanding of those dreams. For the Lord says, I want you to know that indeed you're forgiven. Indeed you are cleansed. And the Lord says, put aside some of the beliefs that you've heard and you've pondered. And the Lord says, all I want is a true intimate relationship with you. And the Lord says, believe it, that it takes a real man to serve me. And the Lord says, you are that real man. You are the real deal, says the Lord. And I will love you for eternity on. And I will not ever fail you, said the Lord of hosts. That's the word of the Lord, brother.
Amen. And Don, I'm hearing from the Lord that he has such wonderful plans for your life, far more than and far better than the plan you've had for your life. And it's beyond your comprehension right now. But the Lord says, I want to come in and transform your entire identity, that the enemy had plans to distort your identity from, as Prophet Kurt said, since you were conceived. And the Lord says he's been lying to you, trying to intimidate you and hold you back, and especially spoil your view of who I am, the Lord says. But my plan is to bring not just a transformation to your skin, but transformation to your entire identity.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And also, I'm hearing something as well, in that the Lord is giving you a song, and it's a song of deliverance. Mm. And you will begin to sing that song of deliverance, and the Lord has given you a voice that he wants to use in releasing the prophetic song of the Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, man.
Don't
yeah, many have told me it had a good voice.
Really?
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. It's very strong. I feel the anointing whenever you speak, but the Lord is giving you a song of deliverance, and he's going to put you in many places where you'll release that, and sometimes it won't only be, you know, publicly, but it'll be one-on-one as you just minister, as you're talking and sharing with someone. The Spirit of the Lord is going to rise up in you, and the song of deliverance, you're going to release it out of your mouth, and God's going to heal that person that you're in conversation with.
Uh-huh. And Don, the Lord says that I'm giving you an unusual ministry, or a very unique ministry. Even in time, you'll see that it's to people that would declare that they don't even want to be free. They're in captivity, and they'll say, I don't even want to be free. But the Lord says, if you'll receive them for yourself, I'm giving you the keys even to set people free that are in a place where they don't even want to be free anymore. And the Lord says, if you'll receive them for yourself, you'll find that I will minister that through your hands to others.
That's awesome.
Praise God.
Mm. Hope you'll email us at cwt@cwlinc.com.
Amen. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you.
Tell us what God does.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Yeah,
God dreams to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Hallelujah. I want to know what that's about. Isn't it something when you prophesy and you don't really know the whole setting, but God does. God does.
The CD, when he comes out with the CD.
Oh, yeah, we all want a free copy of your first CD. Okay. Area code 818. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Debbie.
Debbie?
Hi.
Hi,
Debbie.
What diagnosis would you like to be healed of tonight?
Well, it's kind of a couple things. It's one about marriage restoration and my husband to turn away from his simple life and just to come back.
Okay, don't tell us anything. All right. And the other thing?
I keep having this breathing problem where I keep coughing. The doctor gave me an inhaler, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything. It just keeps coming up.
Okay, coughing. All right.
So it's coughing when I feel like I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So it just started happening a few days ago.
Okay, then. God can handle that.
Amen.
Praise God.
Apostle Diane, do you want to go for it?
Sure. Okay. And tell me your name. It's Debbie, right?
Yes.
Debbie, you know what? The Lord just healed me completely of I had gotten a cold.
at the first of the year, and it came back, and I got really sick again, and I couldn't breathe. My chest was, you know, just really not in a – it was scary because I couldn't breathe. I was very short breath, and I hadn't had a cold in over 20 years, but God healed me. But I spoke – I laid hands on myself, and I spoke to symptoms. And so I have great faith that as you lay your hands on your chest right now, and I'm going to pray as the Holy Spirit leads me, and you're going to feel God's going to release his healing power. So, Father God, right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, we come into agreement for Debbie's healing, and I speak to the lungs right now, and I tell them to open up. Ooh, there's the breath of God. The breath of God just went into your lungs right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak to the fear and the torment that has come in the name of Jesus, and I tell the fear and the torment to bow right now to the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that her lungs are opening up. Father God, I thank you that what the inhaler was not able to do. Father God, I thank you that you are doing it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that when what man has done, all that he can give and do as a doctor, Father God, I thank you that there's still hope because there's everlasting hope in Jesus Christ. So, Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that that spirit of fear that has been lingering around, Father God, is losing its power and hold right now on her lungs in the name of Jesus. And I speak to a spirit of death, and I command it to loose her right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I speak over this marriage right now, total restoration. Father God, I thank you for what the enemy has meant for evil in this marriage, the spirit of division that has been working, that has crept in there and has been working. Father God, I thank you right now that the blood of Jesus annihilates the very work of the enemy that has come in to destroy this marriage. And Father God, I thank you right now that what you have put together, that no man can put it asunder. Father God, I release forgiveness into this marriage right now in the name of Jesus, the pointing the finger, all the blaming. Father God, I renounce that right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that Debbie's husband right now, Father God, there's no distance in the spirit. And Lord God, I thank you for just hovering over him by the power of your Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for that you are setting him free, Lord God, because it is your will that he be free from those addictions, from the things that has held him captive. And Father God, I declare your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring him out of that place of captivity. Father God, you'll bring your daughter Debbie out of that place of captivity right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I speak and declare your word over their life that a union will begin to manifest in their marriage. And Father God, where their love has run out for each other, Father God, I thank you that they may be at zero, where the love's not even there. But Father God, I thank you that this is when you can move in, Father God, with your love, with agape love. So I speak agape love into this marriage right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that you will work all things together for Debbie's good because she loves you. And Father God, you called her accordingly to your purposes in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you that their marriage will not be another statistic, but, Father God, I thank you that there'll be a testimony to others that the goodness and the greatness of who you are, Father God, and what you can do.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, Father God, I release your glory over this marriage right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, arise in this marriage and let their enemies, let your enemies be scattered on their behalf in the name of Jesus. I ask these things and we come into agreement in that name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I speak to the anxiety and the fear and the grief that's in her soul. Mm-hmm. I command you, come out in Jesus' name and loose this woman. I bind the spirit of deception. I bind every lie. I bind up every word of evil and death that's come to this woman. I release the life, the fire of God into her being right now. The Lord says, daughter, the battleground is in the mind. But the Lord says, trust in me. And the Lord says, behold, I tell you of a truth, that I shall set this man free from lust and from immorality and unfaithfulness. The Lord says, it has been a grip in his life. But the Lord says, I am the God of all love and mercy, and I shall surely. The Lord says, I tell you again, I will surely bring him back. And the Lord says, I'm not a man that I'd lie, nor the son of man to repent. The Lord says, surely I've spoken and I'll bring it to pass. I've purposed and I'll also do it. The Lord says, believe not the lies and the doubt and unbelief of those around about you. For the Lord says, I am the Lord God, and I do as I please. And as I speak my word, so shall I do it. The Lord says, believe me, and you'll see it come to pass. But the Lord says, rest in me. Trust in me as a simple child. And God says, you shall surely see your reward of faith, says the Spirit of the Lord.
And the Lord says that the enemy's plan was to bring separation, to separate you not only from him, but from others and even within yourself, and to cause so much ambivalence and conflict inside. But the Lord says, my plan is to bring you both to a place where you'll love me with all of your heart and each other as yourselves. And it will be a prototype situation where I can say, no, consider these two, how the enemy brought such thoughts of separation, all kinds of separated thinking into their lives, but I've replaced it with my agape love, and it will be a signpost and a sign and a wonder to many. But the Lord says, if you'll both just press in to love me with all your heart, I will do all the supernatural work. Amen.
And I speak one more thing. I curse every cell of cancer that's in this woman's body. I adjure you by the authority in Jesus' name, spirit of death, let her go. Every symptom, every cyst, every tumor, I speak to you and I command you to leave her body now by the authority in Jesus' name right now. And when she goes back for the test, the doctor says, surely you got a good report. It is gone. And I call it so. It's a fact. It's a reality. In Jesus' name right now.
Amen. And Debbie, I'm just hearing from the Lord to tell you to not focus on where he's at, but focus on those things that are not as though they were.
Amen.
And see him as the man of God, and speak and declare, you know, when he's not around, you go through your home and you anoint, you know, take the anointing oil and you speak and you declare that he is the man of God, that he's been marked by the blood of Jesus. Will rise
not,
up and speak that
man
of God.
We're not living in the same place.
Pardon?
We're not living in the same place. I had to move out of there, so.
That's right. Just anoint where you are.
Okay.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Speak it.
Thank
and
you,
declare
Lord.
It.
Thank you.
God is able. If
Thank
you will
you,
believe, all it takes is one person believing and coming into agreement with the word of God, and boom, it's done.
Thank
yeah.
you, Lord. Okay, Debbie, I hope you'll keep us posted and send
yes.
us some testimonies.
I definitely will. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, thank Bless you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bless
Thanks
God.
Bless
Bye,
peace
Debbie.
Be still. Peace. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, area code 313. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Carlotta. This is Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah.
What would you like to be healed of tonight?
Well, I'm asking for prayer for diagnosis of aortic stenosis,
mm-hmm.
which is a narrowing of the aortic valve in the heart. And also, since July of last year, I've had approximately 20 blood transfusions. due to internal bleeding in the digestive tract that they are unable to locate and stop.
Lisa, put your hand on your stomach, please.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
Rokos lamahni, neshkila koti lamahni, okoromanai, otela moye kushte, oli ilahar lamahante. I release the fire of God right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Throughout our whole body, throughout the digestive system. I release the light of God throughout her blood vessels, throughout her bloodstream. I command her blood to be filtered and to be purified with the blood of the Lamb right now.
Mm-hmm.
I bind up every curse.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak total and complete healing right now. And I release the fire of God right now. I command everything. There's a darkness to leave. And I declare this woman healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Lisa, what are you feeling right now, ma'am? Anything?
I'm a little short of breath, but other than that,
I command the valves to be made totally whole in the heart. I speak healing. The aorta to the valves as they open and close. I command the heart to flow and to function as God has ordained it to be. I take authority, there'll be no death, and I rebuke the spirit of fear, let this woman go. You've tormented her long enough, and I declare this assignment against her and her life, her spirit, her soul, and body is over, and I release the divine power, the glory of the Father, in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you right now that, Lord God, even though the doctors cannot find where this hole is, where this leakage is, that the blood is leaking out, Father God, I thank you that you know exactly where it is. So, Father, I'm asking you for your glory, Lord God, that you would go in and, Father God, that you would recreate over that hole, you would recreate the tissue, the cells, and you would cause it to be exactly the way that it is supposed to be. Father God, thank you right now, Lord God. Let your power, masukrambandela bastukuriasta, let it masundoliase. Father, let it be recreated right now, Father God. I come into agreement with a recreated miracle in her body, in the name of Jesus, Lamb of God,
yes.
Precious Lamb of God. Father, thank you, Lord God, that the price was paid on Calvary. Father God, thank you for faith right now, Lord God, moving and creating and restructuring where that hole was. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that she will go back and she will have a good report.
Yes.
Father God, I thank you that she will not have to have another single blood transfusion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Father God, I thank you right now that even the cells are being recreated in her body in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that this disease, Lord God, this issue in her heart, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that your healing power, Lord God, that it is totally
thank you,
caused that valve to become whole as it should be, exactly as it should be, in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost moving. Hallelujah. That hole's closing up. And I just want to encourage you with, I've seen holes even in people's hearts that God has healed up. And you know, there's just a faith there for things and holes in people's, in different parts of their body. So I know that hole, it's been recreated. The tissues there, the veins are
exactly. Everything is as it should be, anyway, and you will not have to have another blood transfusion. I'm telling you, God, he's done it.
Just done it.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, the joy of the Lord is your strength, daughter, and you will laugh, daughter, for I have said in my word that you shall have the last laugh. Yes, you will laugh with me, for the enemy has been defeated on your behalf, for I have called you to walk as a miracle in the earth so that others will know and others will believe that I am the God that healeth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you very much. I thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let us know. Let us know. Let's give God the glory. Let us know what happens.
Amen.
You bet. You bet I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. We're going to have to move a little faster. We only have a few more minutes and quite a few to go. So area code 215, welcome to the program. Area code 215. Oh, if you snooze, you lose. Area code 215. Okay, then we'll move on. Area code 404.
Hello.
Yes. Area code 404. Welcome to the program.
Yes. I'm calling.
What's your name?
My name is Tiffany.
Okay. What's your diagnosis?
Well, it's more of like financial healing.
Okay. Financial healing.
Yes.
We'll do that. Who'd like to pray for that?
Go ahead,
Kurt. I will. La Santiste. Koresi. I rebuke the spirit of death. I rebuke the curse. This woman, this man, this family's children of God. And I order you now by the authority in Jesus' name to retreat. The Lord says, I tell you the truth today. Within 14 days, the thing shall be turned around. The Lord says, I shall perform a miracle. And you shall surely say, the Lord has surely spoken. For the Lord says, I am a good God, and I delight to give according to my people. The Lord says, you'll be debt-free. But the Lord says, be cautious and be watchful and stay out of debt. For the Lord says, the days are evil, but I shall surely do this thing. For the Lord says, I've heard you cry day and night. And the Lord says, I am the Lord thy God, who shall meet all thy needs, said the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
It's done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
It's done.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
I hear the Lord saying Psalm 107 where he says, I delivered them out of all their distresses, and it gives four examples, and it's like some distresses are caused by your own foolishness, you know, and sometimes it's a natural disaster, and sometimes it's just life happens, and sometimes somebody did you wrong.
Yep.
But the Lord says, I still deliver you out of all your distresses. And so whether you have to do a combination of confess your sin or forgive someone else or trust God through natural disasters or whatever, the Lord says, believe that I will deliver you out of your distresses. Follow my direction as I give you direction of how to change and how to do differently. But the Lord says, I want to show you my mercy, and I want to show you my ways and my provision. And the Lord says, don't look at the circumstances, don't look at the economy, but begin to declare that you live in the kingdom economy and begin to accept my principles and not go by what the media says. But believe me that I came like I came for the sick and not for the well. I came to set you free, even if at some point you were at fault. So the Lord says, believe in my redemption, believe in my deliverance, and believe in my mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Expect a miracle.
Amen. I see that.
God bless you.
Good night. Thank you so much. Please write us. Okay. The Lord is so much kinder than we think. He draws us to himself and his mercies and his kindness when we know that maybe we've made mistakes, you know, we didn't listen to him as close as we could have, and sometimes we've done the best we could, and the devil is just tempting us to doubt God. But no matter which is the case, he's always there. He is faithful no matter what. Amen. Area code 340, welcome to the program.
Hi, good night.
What's your name, please?
My name is Camilla.
And what would you like to be have healing for?
Healing for my stomach. I had some digestive issues and anxiety.
Okay.
What are you fearful about? If you don't mind me.
I'm sorry?
You're fearful about something. Do you know what it is?
Well, I think it's right now my family's been dealing with a lot of issues and a lot of responsibility has been set on me. And it's just been so much risk going back and forth. And I'm to the point that I don't want to cause any more confrontation, or every time I speak, everyone gets offended. So I decided I'm just going to leave it alone and just do what I have to do based on what I was asked to do. And it's just rift after rift after rift. And I pray constantly for peace and for healing for the whole family and healing for me to forgive them and forgive myself for allowing them.
Carlotta, this one's yours.
Uh-oh. In the name of Jesus, we come together now in agreement to break off the power of false responsibility.
Yes.
The Lord says, in any way the devil's tempting you to be the relationship police, you can resign now. That these other people's responses to me are not your fault and they're not your responsibility. However, the Lord says, I'm giving you new self-discernment to discern where you need boundaries, what your assignments are in me, and this is your key word to just ask me day by day. As you, it's going to be real, real important, extra important, the Lord says, for you to spend time with me each day. Just set aside the time to get centered again, to hear my voice, and this is the key, to say, Lord, what is my assignment in all this? And like you said, just do what the Father asks you to do. And the Lord says, as you do that, I'm building a new strength in you. Your faith muscles will grow. You're going to know that you can have confidence in me more than you ever thought, that your significance will no longer be based on what people think, but on my truth. There are just so many things I'm working in you through this. The Lord says, whatever you do, don't think that I'm not in control, because I am. I'm taking you through my boot camp and building in you that confidence in me that will bring that peace that passes understanding. Your stomach will no longer reflect doubt and anxiety and fear, but it will be a reflection of the fact that you'll say, well, I've been to hell and back several times, and I know I can trust God no matter what.
Ma'am, I want to ask you a question. Does anyone around you or anybody in your sphere of relationships involved in witchcraft and the occult?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Let me pray. I rebuke the spirit of witchcraft that's in this family, and I say your assignment's over. I bind up every power, every spirit from hell itself. Your assignment's over. It's done. The Lord says, just let all of it go, and he's going to take care of it. The Lord says it's not your problem any longer, but he's going to take it, and it's all going to be taken care of. You just trust in the Lord, okay?
Okay. And I have something to say, too, that the Lord showed me. Tell me your name again. Camilla.
Carmela. Okay,
yes.
This is what I'm hearing from the Lord, is that the rivalry that has been there is going to stop, that God has appointed you and not them to make the decisions that are being made right now. And, you know, it's God has appointed you. He wants you to know that you have been the one appointed, not just because you were asked, you know, but he has appointed you. And so as you continue to forgive them, when you are being led by the Spirit and making the choices that you are making, God will continue to increase that authority when you don't sway, but you speak and you do, you know, as the Lord is leading you by his Spirit. And God is giving you a place in your family. He's giving you a place of honor. And, you know, some of your family may not like, you know, what the situation is right now, and that you have been the one that has been appointed. But nevertheless, again, I keep hearing this so strongly, is that God has appointed you. And so just keep trusting in him, keep forgiving them, and he will even quicken you to not even respond to some of the things that that they might say because of the decisions that you are making, because you're trusting in God right now. And in and through this family situation, God is, he's vindicating you, and he is your defender. But through your obedience to the Father, to respond to how you're being led by the Spirit, and as you forgive them, they're going to continue that rivalry that has been there is going to continue to decrease. It's going to decrease and continue to decrease. But God is honoring you in this. He's giving you a place of honor in this, in your family, in this situation. And so, praise the Lord. Amen. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. But I do have a question about the witchcraft. So,
yes, go ahead.
So you think that don't trying to have those evil forces around me? Is that it?
Well, I was just sensing witchcraft spirits. You know, I don't know if they were in your family. I mean, they could be spirits of darkness. But I just feel like somebody's dabbling in something.
It's control, for sure.
Yeah.
Control issues.
Yeah. And, you know, anytime anybody tries to control, it's a form of witchcraft, because Satan tries to control. But I believe it's turned around. And I believe this thing is just gonna change for you.
Well, I believe it too. I receive that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. You know, there's no other name that we're set free by, healed by, that can bring us clarity and certainty to know what our assignments are, what our boundaries should be, you know, what our direction is. No other name but the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Area code 215, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hello.
And your name?
Elaine. I've had this virus that's been causing laryngitis and really exhaustion. Going on the fifth week, I'm nearly over it, but I just can't get rid of it. And then the other thing is, if there's anything to make a better relationship between the teachers, I'm a teacher, and myself, especially the first grade teacher, I just don't understand what's going on.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
Father, I lift up this woman before you, and I break the spirit of infirmity that's come against her life. Mm-hmm. The assignment's over right now. I call her released from sickness and disease and infirmity. And I release in her life, her body, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And by his stripes she's been made whole. I command it, the instantaneous power of God, the miracle working power of God, to flood her being right now. I command these things to pass. What
What's this teacher's name, first grade teacher you're talking about?
Oh, let's don't say other people's names on the air.
Okay.
Okay. God knows.
Well, I have one word, and it's love. Love overcomes a multitude of sins and transgressions. Just love her.
And Elaine, you're right. You have heard the cry of my heart that I am going to work in those relationships. And the Lord says, you won't be necessarily privy to what I'm doing in their hearts, but I'm going to do a mighty work in your heart. And I just hear a practical exhortation, actually. This is the first time I've done this in a while, but there is a website called Disc Insights, DISCInsights.com, and there's a test you can take, and for under $10, they'll give you, about a 20-page printout on ways that God may want to work in your life and personality. It is the most awesome thing. And the Lord says, I want to give you a jump start. I have heard the cry of your heart, but you have heard the cry of my heart, the Lord says. You're hearing me correctly. I do want to work in these relationships. And the Lord says, I love you and want to work in your life first. And I am working through these natural tools in this case. And then I'm bringing along Restoration Prayer Ministries as well. But the Lord says, I want to give you serious, serious insights into what makes relationships work and what causes personality clashes, and actually make this, what you see now as a weak place, make it a strength. And so as you press into that, the Lord says, I'm going to give you so many light bulbs, so many insights, so many revelations, and you're going to say, oh, I see it now. You know, I see what the devil has been able to take and distort, what he's been able to, you know, where he's been able to speak lies, where he's been able to cause one to control, others to rebel and feel rejected or bring shame and guilt in. And you're just going to be able to form, I want to develop in you a keen discernment, the Lord says, for what causes relationship problems. But the Lord says, really, it's you'll be able to discern the strategy of the enemy to take a situation and to twist it until he can cause relationship issues. And you will be able to spot the strongholds ahead of time and be able to come against the stronghold while you love the people. And you're going to become my voice and my arms to be able to love the people in more and more creative ways. And yet silently, in the power of Jesus, you'll be able to break the power of the strongholds that the enemy is building, even in the midst of him trying to build it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, can you believe that big?
I need it desperate. Yep. I'll take 5 gallons of it.
Okay, you've got it.
And also, one last thing, in the Bible, the Lord says in the book of Acts that he sets us, he chooses the places where we are to live. He designates the specific times and specific places and where he places us, so that his will can be manifested.
Thank you, Lord.
And so he wants you to have that confidence in knowing that
okay.
you are there on a mission for him, and he is going to use you to release an order and to release dominion. The dominion of God is already in you, and so you're going to release that dominion and take possession of that land where the soles of your feet have tread upon. The Lord says, I have given that land to you.
Okay.
And so you just rest in that and know that you're in the right place.
And hear the exhortation. This is a serious exhortation to go to discinsights.com. Take the test. It's only like $8 or something. Let the Lord give you the insights from your point of view, you know, in your life and from your side. He'll be working on their side, and the Lord wants to teach you more and more about strongholds so that you can discern the stronghold that's being formed and come against it, even silently. They don't even have to know about it. But at the same time, you'll become his voice to love on them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give us a progress report on this one, because everybody out there can identify with situations at work at some point in their life. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for calling. I'd like to ask Prophet Kurt if you'd pray for all our listeners.
All of you that have whatever sickness, whatever disease, whatever marriage problem, whatever financial problem, whatever emotional problem, right where you are, I want you to just lift your hands to heaven. And I'm going to release the blessing of the Lord, the power, the anointing to meet every single need. All right, you ready? Father, I bless the people as they have their hands lifted to you. And Father, I decree the power of God falling like fire, and that healing, that peace, that glory of the Lord having fallen upon them, and the miracles of God taking place all across this land. Every person that's listening to the sound of my voice, I decree the loving kindness of the Almighty God and Father. And I decree the miraculous taking place. In the name of Jesus, I declare it done. By the authority of God's word, it's done right now. Amen and amen.
And would you care to go ahead and give your contact information, Prophet Kurt?
Yes, you can. I'm on Facebook, Kurt Daigle, and in parentheses, that's Kurt Daigle Prophet. Again, that's on Facebook. My email address is Prophetic Servant, PROPHETICSERVANT, at AOL.com. You can email me, and I will get back with you.
Okay, you hear that. Now, Apostle Diane, your contact information?
Yes, you can contact me through, you can go to, I have two different websites, www.churchofhisglory.org, and there's the contact page, and I will respond back to you, or you can go to www.dove-ministries.com, and you can go in. There's a email on that contact page, and I will respond back to you. No one else gets into that but me, and so I will respond to you.
Okay.
That's
I know
it.
That she offers mentoring as well, and I don't know if she wanted me to announce it to the whole world, but I'll let her discern that. And has a church there in Texas, and you just never know how God might connect us all. But I also wanted to give you our contact information, and I wanted to remind you again that you can find about 50 of the points in John G. Lake's teachings on healing on our website at crosswalklife.com. You can see that on the Blog Talk Radio description of this program as well. And you just put in the search box at the top, John G. Lake, and you can see those 50 points. Also, if you go on nowfaith.tv, our ministry training school, and click the healing tab, you can see a whole healing seminar, but it's more on healing your identity and your worth and your emotional healing, but it's a whole seminar with testimonies and a skit at the end. So I want to encourage you to take advantage of what you find on our websites and to listen to the videos and the audios. You'll be so encouraged to see what God's doing today. Be sure to call our office if you'd like more information on receiving personal restoration prayer ministry. Also, that number is 724-206-0530, 724-206-0530. And we want to encourage you to believe God, just to believe God. I can't help but add what Wigglesworth, who not only was a plumber and saw so many people healed just at first, just as he went about his work day, but he was used by God to raise so many people from the dead. And I just want to encourage you to believe God, because one point that we made earlier that I think bears repeating is, just like the Bible says in Hebrews, that discernment grows by reason of use. That means the more you exercise it, the more you have confidence, you know, the more you can believe God, the more it grows. I believe the anointing for healing is the same way. The more you pray for people and see people heal, the more confidence you're going to have in God, and the easier it's going to come, and you're just going to know then that you're sent, you're commissioned, it's part of your job description to pray for healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. Any last comments? We've got about two more minutes before we worship.
I want to do one thing. I want to release the anointing of God for back trouble, vertebrates.
Okay.
Father, right now I just ask that you would release your anointing, your power, and your glory upon every person that has back trouble. Father, where the vertebrates are crushed or out of alignment, Father, I ask that the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost would pop those vertebrates back in place. The spine would be aligned perfectly as you ordained it to be. And I command the nerves to be healed. I command the muscles and the tendons to hold the back together. I call a full release of the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. And I call it so. It's done as of right now. And Father, I thank you that you are the miracle worker. And I thank you that you perform creative miracles as they are needed. And Father, I pray for the host of this program, and I call forth the full release
thank
of the
you,
glory Lord. Of the Lord today. I command it to fall on her in Jesus' name. We decree it so. And all the saints everywhere said, amen and amen.
And for everyone out there that says, you know, I've been healed of a lot of things, but there's one or two more things that seem to be taking a while, I want to clarify for you, a creative miracle usually happens instantly or almost instantly, but sometimes healings happen over a little bit of time. And not to lose heart, not to be discouraged, just keep declaring the word of God, and it will not come back void. And I want to say one more thing quickly, that I have just been so impressed, had a long conference with some of my alumni yesterday, so impressed to begin to offer some very intimate private workshops for just 6 to 12 people at a time, so that you can get your questions answered, you can get the personal ministry that you want. And if you go to Facebook and look under our picture, you'll see that I'm starting to list these 2- and 3-day workshops that you can host. You don't have to wait for a church or a pastor or a big building or a ballroom. You can have it in a home, and we just want to plant seeds in new areas where people have wanted to have the training or the healing or the ministry, but they said, I don't have a big group, and we're coming to you. Just please contact us at 724-206-0530. And let us know what God wants to do in your area, because the Lord isn't about numbers. Jesus works in small groups. Amen. And join us next time for more Crosswalk Talk as we hear the voice of the Lord and experience His touch. Bless you.
If you're hungry, come to Him. If you're thirsty, come. For Jesus said, if you thirst, he that thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. And out of his belly shall flow rivers of life. Rivers of life. To the throne of God. Rivers of life. Rivers of life. Will flow out of your belly. Come and drink.
need to be like the deer that pants for the water. That unquenchable thirst, come unto him now. Oh, come and be filled. Oh, come and be filled. Yeah. Let me be filled, oh Lord. I want to be filled. I don't want to leak out, Lord. Keep me full. Oh, drown me in your river. Drown me in your river. Drown me, Lord. I'm thirsty, Lord. Yes, I'm thirsty, Jesus. I hunger for your touch. I hunger for you, Lord. Oh, and I'm thirsty for more of your glory, Lord. More of your glory, oh. Come and give me to drink of the new wine, of the new wine, of the new wine, of the new more like you. more like the Master, more like Jesus. Come and change me, Lord, more like you, Jesus. Lord, you said you'd never leave.